dare. One of the titles with which Jesus used to speak of the Holy Ghost was Comforter. In the book of John, four times Jesus referred to the Holy Spirit baptism as the Comforter. In John chapter 14 and in verse 16, Jesus said, "I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he should abide with you forever." And in verse 26, Jesus says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." And then in John chapter 16 in verse 7, Jesus said, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter shall not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." And then in chapter 15 and verse 26, Jesus says, "When the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me." Jesus mentions the Comforter. In fact, that word is found only four times in the New Testament. After Jesus announced his departure from his own, he exhorted them not to be troubled in their hearts because of the coming separation. He would pray the Father, and the Father would give them one like himself. Jesus was one like himself that would comfort them, that would teach them, that would be there for them, that would guide them. Jesus was careful to identify this coming Comforter as the Spirit of Truth. Such a title means a defender and is transliterated as paraclete, an advocate, a term John applies to Jesus. Since Jesus had taught much about the Holy Spirit, it must have been assuring for those disciples to hear him speak of the promised Comforter sent from the Father. Does such a title not imply that, like Jesus, the Spirit shares the care, the concern, and the compassion of the Father, the God of all comfort, for his children? Furthermore, in the original, the English word "another" has a twofold meaning, namely, another of the same kind and another of a different kind. Which word do you think Jesus used when he promised, "I will send you another Comforter"? It was another of the same kind. The Comforter was to be like him. The Comforter was to be like Jesus, represent him in every way and act as Jesus would do himself. "It's expedient for you that I go away" must have perplexed the disciples. How could it be more better for Jesus to leave them in a world of evil? Actually, the Lord's statement teaches the omnipresent of the Holy Ghost in the days of his flesh. Because of the limitations of his humanity, Jesus could not be more than one place at a time. If while he was comforting the saints in Bethany, he could not be in Galilee consoling his followers there. But now, by his Spirit, from whom presence none can flee, he is everywhere at the same time. And likewise, if there were disciples in Capernaum that needed the Scriptures revealed to them, and there were also those in Jerusalem needing the same thing, Jesus couldn't be in both places at one time. But when the Father would send the Holy Spirit, who would lead and guide and teach them in all truth, which would establish God's school of theology worldwide. This school of theology taught by the Holy Spirit would be available to every true believer of Jesus Christ. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.